This is the simple test of how society feels. And it's 84% believe that there is a deep state. If they're so incredible, why are people leaving blue states and regions? It's undeniable across the board at this point in time. Even a couple of years ago, people were saying, well, you know, Washington State isn't losing people yet. Well, they are now.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Sean from SGT Report here. That was Colonel John Mills, a man who has helped expose the coup. But now what? We know that the coup occurred. How in the world do we take our republic back? We talk about that and much more in this one. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no denying that gold is hot right now, and so is inflation. Prices are soaring, and experts are predicting there's more to come. Not so long ago, gold reached its all-time high of $2,069 an ounce, and now it's inching ever closer to that number once again. Bank of America, one of the largest banks in the world, is saying gold will rise further still to over $2,200 an ounce this year. Gold is already a safety net for your hard-earned money, and now when the stock market is all over the place and the value of the dollar is very uncertain, being safe really counts like never before. Now, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. Noble Gold is offering a 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin for any qualified IRA or old 401k rollover. Terms apply. A solid silver U.S. Mint issued coin celebrating our national parks, free with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Give them a call at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for joining us once again. For the real news, the truth, the mainstream horror media will not share with you. I'm happy to have back on the line Colonel John Mills, a white hat, somebody who understands the deep state very well, and you can follow him at thenationwillfollow.com. That is the name of the book. A new book coming this fall is titled The War Against the Deep State. Colonel John Mills, welcome back.
John, thank you so much. It's always an honor to be back on your show. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And today I do want to talk at least a little bit about your involvement in the Durham report in exposing the coup. The coup is the correct word. We're also going to talk about the DC debt ceiling cesspool. It seems we've been sold out again by McCarthy and McConnell. The 87,000 IRS agents seemingly will be funded. There are Republicans trying to stand in the gap to stop this. Perhaps we'll get there. The woke agenda target stock is getting a beatdown, the likes of which it hasn't seen in more than 5 years. And so we the people do have power. Look at Bud Light, sales down 30%. I do want to ask your opinion on the woke agenda, which is a cultural Marxist agenda. And where I want to start today, John, is with Ken Paxton's speech about election fraud. His words, as I mentioned, he's got to be a rhino at this point. Am I wrong? On the very first day, he said, the first thing we're going to do is repeal the 87,000 IRS agents. Now we are approaching some sort of debt ceiling deal, which is an oxymoron. There is no debt ceiling, evidently. And I think the IRS will be fully funded. Is this man a rhino? And we just got hoodwinked again. What are your thoughts before we move on?
Well, with McCarthy, we've got to hammer him. And even if it's a small number, maybe it's even the Freedom Caucus, but great patriots like Scott Perry, MTG, Matt Gaetz, they got to hammer McCarthy because he's either an incompetent financial negotiator, which I think he is, and he's a rhino who just wants to perpetuate the swamp. And there's two key things, as I've studied this, two key things. Now, it's Russ Vought, and I'll get you that website, who's one of the best. He was Trump's OMB director. But there's two key things that this has been discussed. It keeps spending at COVID levels, and it pushes the next decision point beyond the 24 election. Mm-hmm. Okay, is this just gross incompetence, which I think McCarthy is grossly incompetent when it comes to financial negotiations, but it's also, this is intentional. Why in the world would we keep spending at COVID levels? Even Biden has declared COVID over. This is insanity. This is insanity. So this is the Byzantine Empire. They're pilfering the treasury one way or another. So, and everybody's going, oh, just play along. Come on, Matt, MTG. Come on, Scott. Scott, just play along. Come on. No, forget that. Forget that. Just because somebody's rich and powerful does not mean they know or understand financial negotiations. McCarthy's incompetent on that topic, and he's mischievous.
Well,
So the worst of both worlds.
and they're all rich and powerful now, right? To the degree that so many of these characters come into Congress or Senate and they're working class people. Look at AOC. My understanding is she's now worth north of $21 million. I can't verify that, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's true. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham was just in Ukraine shaking Zelensky's hand, saying he's never spent money better.
Free or die.
Free or die.
Now you are free.
Yes.
And we will be.
And the Russians are dying.
It's the best money we've ever spent. Thank you so much.
This is such poison in an open wound. I just can't overstate it. And it makes me wonder if these people aren't all being whispered to by the powers that ought not be, that you don't want to let the collapse happen on your watch. You know, and worse, we're done with this war in Ukraine, where Lindsey Graham has said he's never spent money better. We're fed up, John.
Yeah. This is what's going on in Ukraine is a total distraction where we should be focusing our national security attention. Should be the southern border. It should be China. This is just bleeding us dry on ordnance and war reserves we don't have. And it just, Lindsey Graham, I will always try to call balls and strikes fairly. He was helpful during some of the judicial appointments. Him and his buddy McCain, their obsession with Ukraine.
Yeah.
What is it? What? You know, is it corruption? Is it just, what is it? I don't get it. What they're so obsessed and with looking the wrong direction. And and this debt ceiling thing, this is the Byzantine Empire. I mean, come on, are people going to starve to death if now I know this could be misinterpreted, but if we default and miss a few payments, are people really going to starve to death? I think we can take care of the situation. We have got to get the spending out of control, and it is insulting when even the person who took an oath of office, I mean, I'm hesitant to say the president, when the president has signed an order saying COVID is over, yet we're keeping spending at COVID levels. This doesn't make, any person with any common sense knows that does not make any sense.
COVID was used as the excuse to raise the spending to these levels, and COVID was a fraud. The entire thing was a fraud. We all know that now. Yeah. And on my list of things to ask you here, we can get to this later, is I wonder how many of these politicians, you may know better than I, how many of these politicians are pedo-gate compromised? But where I want to start today is with the coup. And I'm going to do a screen share here, and we'll let Ken Paxton say it. He's the AG down there in Texas who is being impeached for being honest and saying things like this.
Politics anymore. You can get censored. You can be criticized by the media. The words are election fraud. And I'm just going to say them.
Yeah. So he'll say what everybody else is told they can't say, because as you know, we're told the cleanest, most fair election in American history occurred in 2020. But here are the facts. I want to play this clip from Ken Paxton. It's at 7 minutes, 11 seconds into his speech at the Leadership Summit. And it's very important to understand that mail-in ballots, they almost stole Texas with mail-in ballots. And it was Ken Paxton who prevented that with 12 Hail Mary lawsuits. And they had to win every single one to prevent Texas from being stolen. By the grace of God, they did win all 12 lawsuits. But he says the same issue will occur in 2024 because the enemies of this country are unrelenting. Listen to this. This is how they stole the election, friends. And I will remind you all, go to my site, thephaser.com, and watch the 42-minute documentary titled Rigged. The puppet in chief, Joseph Robinette Biden, is sitting in the White House because of, get this, 42,000 votes. How did he get them? This is how.
And so what happened on election day? I'm sitting there watching the election results, and for the first time in my life, election counting stopped in numerous states, particularly, obviously, battleground states. And it was very clear to me, I knew immediately what was going on, it was very clear to me that what they were doing, they were figuring out how many real votes they had, just like they would have done in Texas, and they were just going to count as many mail-in ballots, because you don't know where those mail-in ballots came from. There's no way to prove that they came from the person that supposedly signed it. And so when I saw what happened in all of these states, and I'll give you an example, Georgia. Georgia, if you go back 4 years prior to that election when Trump won, the margin of victory in Georgia was the same as it was in Texas, almost exactly, same demographics. This time, Trump won by almost 9% in Texas, and he lost Georgia by whatever it was, 40,000 votes? 12,000. How did that happen? Well, guess what? They decided to sign a consent decree that said that they would accept mail-in ballots with no signature verification, mail-in ballots that weren't following state law, and drop boxes. I can tell you what's going to happen when that happens. You're going to lose because there's no ballot security for those votes.
All right, John, I'm coming back to you. Look, Ken Paxton said once he realized what was going on with the mail-in ballots, he picked up the phone and he called Donald J. Trump and he said, look, they're going to steal Texas. Donald Trump said, that's impossible. I won by 9 points in 2016. And Paxton explained, no, you're going to lose, and here's how. And that's exactly what happened, John. The coup occurred because of people like George Soros and the demon rats, and of course, Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and mail-in ballots. And if we don't put an end to this, that's game over for our republic, no matter what the Durham report says.
Yeah, and very important language, exactly what Ken said. It was the consent decree to allow mail-in ballots with no signatures, no signature verification. Why are states allowing this? Why even have laws if you're going to say, you know, we're just going to waive these laws anyway? The Georgia state law required signatures and required signature verification, but they signed a consent decree, and I don't know who exactly did that in Georgia. But we know we have problems with the Republicans in Georgia. Same exact thing happened in my county for both 20 and 21. And also Fairfax it wasn't a consent decree. It was registrars who said, you know what? We're just going to unilaterally waive the signature requirement and any signature verification. And nobody did anything. And it was insanity. So this is the nuance. These places will have mail-in drop-off rules, and then they say on election day, you know what, we're just going to waive them. Why in the world is Georgia signing a consent decree that they're going to waive all their rules on the conduct of mail-in ballots? That just shows fraud, fraud, fraud over and over again. And that's the craziness here, is they establish rules and then waive them. Either the consent decree, which is a court order that they agree to, or in my own county, we just had the current registrar who I'm battling with to force out of office. I already forced the previous one out of office. A registrar, a recorder in some places, like in Arizona, they're called recorders, can't just unilaterally waive state law. But we allowed it and nobody did it. So citizens, you got to hammer them on this. And the citizens of Georgia, Fulton County, you gotta rise up. Just like we gotta find additional leaders in Fulton, additional leaders in Maricopa to rise up. And in Texas, there it's all about Harris County, which is Houston, Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth. But there's some great patriots that have risen up in Tarrant County, and then it's Austin and the Austin urban area. But the good news is, blue people are leaving because they're so frustrated with Texas. Good, leave, go back to blue land. And but you know, why have these laws when they're just going to miraculously get waived and not followed? You know, that's definitely sounds like fraud and corruption to me.
Well, I call it treason, right? Because if we don't have a fair vote in this country, if we don't have fair elections, we don't have a country. But of course we don't have a country because there was a coup. And once there's a coup, they're not going to get back the power. They're not going to play fair. They didn't play fair in order for the coup to occur. So what do we expect here? Just more of the same. It makes our blood absolutely boil, John. And I want to ask you this, too. I'll play a clip here from Ted Cruz talking about the Zuckerbucks. $450 million plus dollars from Zuckerberg going directly to blue counties in blue cities, where I think people were bribed to take part in this treason. Listen to this. Just a fraction of these monies, a fraction of a fraction of the money, the Zuckerbucks, went to Republican counties and cities. Most all of the money went to blue cities and counties that allowed them to rig the election. This is from Rigged. Here's Ted Cruz.
$22.7 million went to Pennsylvania. Grants to 24 counties. Funding to 11 of the 14 counties that Biden won in 2020. The largest grants by county went to Philadelphia County, Chester County, Delaware County, Allegheny County, Montgomery County, Center County, Lehigh, Dauphin, Lancaster, and Berks County. 8 of the 10 went for Biden. So massive investments in counties, 80% of which are Biden counties. How about Michigan? The 10 biggest grant recipients, 9 of the 10 went for Biden. Georgia, 10 largest grants, wait for it, 9 of the 10 went for Biden. Virginia, once again, the 10 largest grants, 8 of the 10 went for Joe Biden.
All right, John, I'm coming back to you. Here's a question. Why isn't Zuckerberg being indicted? Why isn't Zuckerberg being investigated by Congress? The Republicans control Congress, huh? I mean, we're just going to allow blatant treason like this and stolen elections to go on in the future, too? What about 2024? You know, I've stayed this long to fight, and I'm a fighter, but I'm not going to go down with this blueprint for cultural Marxism, because I know what that blueprint gets us. It gets us Pol Pot levels of devastation. We're talking tens of millions of people murdered when the banksters have rolled out these cultural Marxist revolutions in the past. So what about Zuckerberg? Shouldn't he be in jail?
Yeah, he should definitely be indicted. And that's where we need courageous county prosecutor of a red county to create an indictment against him. Those Zuckerbucks are now unlawful in Virginia. You saw the last one there, Prince William County. We had 831,000. It's now unlawful, but they passed emergency measures during COVID to allow the acceptance of Zuckerbucks. I never liked that from the beginning. As soon as I heard about this, you know, because there was always financial control questions. How was that entered? How can you have private sector money being used by a government entity? That is that's just one of the basic precepts that is disallowable at the federal, state, or local level, and that was clearly influencing the election. So it's not over on this subject with Zuckerberg, and we're just going to have to get the right prosecutor and we have to write the correct case to go after him. Because that was no question was money being used to throw the election. So this ain't over on Zuckerberg. And there's no, just like with COVID, there is not going to be any amnesty for anybody until we have absolute truth before we'll even consider the term amnesty. And same with the election. They threw it. They stole it. All forms of fraud, high tech, low tech. And that was just sheer money being thrown at counties. And, you know, that right here in my own county, we saw those Zuckerbucks. Now it's unlawful. It's against state law, but it was enough to throw 20 and almost throw 21 in the governor's election. I think it just got through. They weren't paying enough attention in Virginia and thought McAuliffe was going to pull it off. But now it's unlawful to accept those Zuckerbucks. So it ain't over with Zucker. And sooner or later, he's going to have his day of reckoning on this topic.
I hope so. You know, we're all just dying for something good to happen. Maybe you know some good things you can share with us that my audience doesn't know. You're well connected. But if you recall, it is said that after 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost on that evening, she was shocked because the New World Order plan, and this is according to new whistleblower Kalin Georgescu. This guy's the former executive director of the UN and a former president of the Club of Rome Europe. Deep, deep, deep New World Order insider. And he says at the very top, these people are all involved in pedophilia. Now, you'll recall that night when Hillary Clinton was shocked that she'd lost, it said, remember, she wouldn't give a concession speech. She was freaking out, screaming at her staff backstage saying, if this is allowed to happen, we will all hang from nooses. Now, I don't know if that's true, if she actually said it, but it wouldn't surprise me because they should be. But we haven't seen any perp walks yet. We haven't seen any bad guys go to jail. And, you know, we're just waiting for something good to happen. I mean, is there any, look, and I want to share a little bit about this woke agenda here in a second, because we the people still have some power. But is there any good news that we don't know about that you can share?
My own registrar has 2 felony counts against her. Hasn't gone to trial yet. Will be happening shortly. Even in San Joaquin County, California, a Democrat sheriff has made an arrest. of Lodi City Council member and multiple felony charges for 2020 election fraud. And that was his term, not my term. Just like with my registrar, she was charged with election fraud, not my term. That was the prosecutor's term. So we got multiple felony counts, and that the Lodi situation is not over, and it's an ongoing investigation is all I could say there. We have 8 states that have walked away from Eric. We have multiple states that have now turned down and made unlawful the Zucker buck. So there's progress and movement here. These things take time, and it takes time to go through a court proceeding. But the original election denier was Hillary in 2016. And, oh, by the way, Hakeem Jeffries, the ranking Democrat in the House. Mm-hmm. So the term election denier, that was created by and for Hillary and Hakeem and many others when Donald J. Trump snuck through in 2016. And they just, no matter what, they weren't going to let it happen again. But the debt ceiling argument is part of this for 24. We got to put the debt ceiling argument front and center in advance of the 24 election to put it front and center. They aren't sneaking by with this. So yeah. We've got to raise holy hell with everybody, even if it's a small number of Republicans who stand up. We've got to just absolutely put our foot down and say, no way, no way.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Reduce spending.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know Bank of America is saying gold will go to $2,200 this year? An all-time high. Invest in a gold IRA with Noble Gold Investments today and take advantage of this rare opportunity to secure your retirement savings. Now remember, there's always a risk of investment and no guarantee of any kind, so do your own due diligence. But I myself own gold. With the experts at Noble Gold Investments, you can ride the wave of gold's historic rise to financial security amidst all the inflation. This month, they're offering a solid silver 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every qualifying precious metals IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to noblegoldinvestments.com to secure your wealth and bag a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin if you qualify. noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, this is how we know we're being sold out, though, John. This is how we know we're being sold out by rhinos. Because if they let this debt ceiling, if they allow this to increase and the spending to continue, it's just more of the same. It's the status quo. And the Democrats have all the power they need and all the money they need to continue their grift and to continue their strategy of destroying this nation. So the best thing you could do is stop their access to the money. If there's any good news I can share with the audience before we talk a little bit about the Durham report and your involvement in it, this is Target stock, the longest losing streak in more than 5 years. And in fact, if the losing streak continued today, I haven't checked the stock, it will be the longest losing streak in Target stock history. So that's the good news. We the people do have some power. Look at Bud Light sales. These companies decide to go woke so they can get good social credit scores from the banksters. And it's at the peril of their own corporations, their own brands, and 98% of the consumers who otherwise would purchase from them. It's pure insanity, and Target deserves to go broke, in my view, just like Bud Light. Sales down 30% at Bud Light. I think the good news here, John, is it shows us that we the people still do have some power, even though we live in the midst of a coup.
Yeah, absolutely. Crash their market capitalization. That is a huge tool. Now, I think it's Stephen Miller over at the America First Legal Foundation, who's on Twitter, has put out a call. If anybody had any coal stock, there's another one, Kohl's or Bud or Target, possible class action suit. Now, I am not in any way giving financial advice. But I am going to buy a share of Target and Kohl's stock and immediately submit to be part of this class action suit. You got to be an aggrieved party, an injured party, to participate. And I'm definitely going to buy a share of each of those so I can be part of the class action suit if that's allowable. I don't know if there's any prohibition and it has to be pre-existing. I don't think so in these situations. But this is a huge a tool on our part. So everybody think positive, think impact. And this is a huge, I mean, Bud Light and it's owned by Republicans. And it's like, what are you guys thinking? $9 billion of lost market cap. I mean, I think it's like in the 2.5 billion range for Target so far. And the free fall, you know, they think, oh, well, it's just a minor blip. Well, that's what Bud thought. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. And no, I don't think they're going to pull out of this nosedive. And same, so make Kohl's hurt, make Target hurt. And I mean, it grieves me to bring up this one even. And I noticed this with Chick-fil-A, and I think Chick-fil-A is privately held. I'm going to double check that. But even like almost a year ago, I spotted some things in some of the announcements by Chick-fil-A, and I'm going, oh my. Please don't tell me. I mean, I love Chick-fil-A. I love them. I love the founder. I love the tradition. But if they're going to go woke like this, hammer them. And it's just like Coca-Cola. I mean, we used to regularly buy Coke. Done. Don't buy any more of their products. We're done. You know, the market cap on Coke has crashed. And these psychos on these boards and get mad at the board. Always look at the board and use the names of those on the board. I meant to have a list of the board members for Target up here, but it wasn't a board member, but it was one of the C-suite members who happens to be also head of their what is that grotesque group? These crazies who, you know, dress up to hate on Catholics, you know, and they're a chart. Then they're, you know, for their region, they're on the that group, and they're on the C-suite, meaning the front office of Target. So, guys, we have a lot of power and strength here. Let's not throw money at these groups that hate us. Disney, I love Disney, but if they're going to go crazy on us, hammer them, and then they try to jujitsu and fight Governor DeSantis and go back on their legal agreements. DeSantis has to follow through and beat the stuffing out of there was signed legal agreements in place, and Disney Iger, the new board, the new CEO, said, "Yeah, we're not going to honor them." No, absolutely not. Hammer Iger, hammer Disney, and let her write to the board members. And you know, it's always you got to name and shame the board members. Board members hate to see their names in public. Hate to see their names. So don't get mad at Target. Get mad at the board members of Target.
Yeah,
embarrass them.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from, but you can get mad at Target too, because guess what? Target is hiring woke idiots as managers who are hiring people in marketing that will carry out this woke agenda. So you can get mad at the people at Target too, in my opinion, guys. By the way, get mad at these folks at the North Face. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah. These disgusting companies all need to collapse under their own woke agendas. But I do want to move on here while we have time to the Durham report. You know, I know there's 5 referrals out of the Durham investigation, and that's a big deal, except for, boy, I hate to be pessimistic today. I'm sorry. Enlighten me. So what? The DOJ was in on it, John. The DOJ, the FBI, they were all in on the election theft in the coup. So 5 referrals out of the Durham investigation to the DOJ, dot, dot, dot.
Hey, this is part of the process, though. This is part of our constitutional process. We just don't hand down execution orders. You got to go through the process. I think there's a lot of goodness that came out of the Durham. The mere fact that Durham was able to get this report out of the DOJ front office was a victory in itself. You know, love them or don't love them, the way Durham was able to push this out regardless. And the DOJ front office is one of the swampiest part of the swamp. I mean, this is totally starve and shut down and start over with a number of our departments and agencies here. The DOJ is one of them. We've got to shut it down and start all over again. And the front office is just a Star Wars freak show of dysfunction. So Durham got that out. There's 5 referrals. 2 of the 5 clearly look like some of the names I gave. McGonigal, you gotta attribute now. This might have been one of the areas where Durham said, okay, you guys front office, you can have your way. But the McGonigal, Charles McGonigal, the senior FBI agent who was in charge of counterintelligence in the New York field office, he's been arrested and charged. That guy's going down. And he should be properly on the roster. He should be attributed to the Durham investigation, but you know, that was the front office and the corrupt people in the front office saying, "Oh no, we don't want to attribute him to Durham because that'll give you know more credence to a Durham finding." That was a huge arrest and charges of former FBI senior official Charles McGonigal working for the Russians, the one who was shouting "Russia, Russia, Russia." Wouldn't you know, classic communist projection. So there's that. These referrals are good. They have to go through the process, and potentially there's still room, and there might be. See, if these things are run properly, you're not supposed to know about these investigations. We only seem to know about these investigations if it's on a Republican or especially Donald J. Trump, but you know, you don't hear anything about other investigation because if it's properly done, you're not supposed to be having leaks. But yeah, I think there's some, he got it out. We got McGonigal, we got more referrals. And it's a scathing indictment of the whole culture. That whole report is just a scathing indictment. Now, yeah, it's a little bit, well, but we think things have been taken care of. Yeah, that's clearly the front office editing the report. But it's a scathing indictment. You got F. Chuck Todd calling for an investigation. And I mean, his words were stronger than that. I believe he actually was using some of our words of actually tearing down and starting over again. Well, you got somebody on the other side of the aisle saying that too. Something's up. You have Strzok, which remember, Strzok was not that position that Strzok encumbered when he was at FBI is normally encumbered by an intelligence community official from another agency, normally the one at Langley. Strzok was not, if you looked at his pay stub, was not an FBI employee. He actually worked out of Langley. And I knew Strzok's predecessor in that position. His predecessor is a patriot. You know, but Strzok is dirty, 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 dirty. And him and Lisa Page, dirty, dirty, dirty. And, you know, Strzok is, we need to revisit Strzok. And I don't think he's out of the woods either in the long term. And, it also validates, this is super duper important, that Comey and Brennan lied about the all important intel community assessment from November, December that I was forced to be part of, November, December, 2016. Because it said the Russia story was 100% false and fabricated by Comey and Brennan. Now, you know, there is some wording in the report. Well, you know, kind of inferring that they're out of the period where they can be charged. But I would say no. If you look at 18 U.S. Code, it's 5 years. For non-capital offenses, it's 5 years from the end of the crime period, not the crime itself, the crime period. So I would say Comey and Brennan are still in jeopardy and subject to investigation, indictment, and prosecution. So that's also a huge one. The Russia story, it's fake. It's now anybody who says Russia story and Donald J. Trump, you can say it's now established in legal proceedings. It is fake. End of story. Don't even entertain a discussion in this area for many of your liberal friends or relatives. Durham reports is, and it was signed off by Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland signed it off. The Russia story is fake. The Russia story was a fraud. And I was able to get out through the front office, and Merrick Garland grudgingly had to sign off on that. So that's kind of important. It's kind of important. I mean, for me, and I think it also ties into the Twitter leaks. I'm number 862 on the top 10,000.
How do you find that out? Can you tell me that? I heard you say that before. How did you find that out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the list was sent to me, and I apologize. Let me share that list with you. But I think this is, we have a class action suit right off the top of 10,000 people that need to go in together. Now I know, again, America First is involved in proceedings in this. Harmeet Dhillon is involved. My own legal team is spinning up on this. And you have to be, a government person can't just go out and do something because they want to do something. They always have to have a direct legal basis for doing what they're doing. And here, when it was Elvis Chan, FBI special agent, who's now giving testimony, he was giving names to Twitter and other social media of Americans to suppress. Guys, we have huge class action lawsuit opportunities here, and we got to start spinning up on this. And there are several legal teams already spinning up on this. You know, I'm number 862, and Sean, I'll get you that list, and then you can look through however you were being referred to at that time.
Yeah, if you can send me that list, if it's linkable, I'll link it below. People would be interested in that. You can continue, but we have about 10 or 15 minutes left, and I do want to ask you just one more thing about the Durham report and the coup.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. In addition to everything you just described, a 30-ton shipment of explosive chemicals is missing from a railroad car after a trip across the West. So just more of the same. You know, expect a false flag at any moment while the southern border is wide open and military-aged men are flowing across. I mean, this is worse than a coup because it really is a silent invasion in addition to the coup. So here's my last question for you. I mentioned this earlier in the interview about this cultural Marxist revolution. As we wait for white hats or pray for some sort of military coup to undo the coup that happened in 2020, tell us, in your view, about what comes next if that doesn't happen, and if these international banksters who have installed puppet President Biden get their cultural Marxist agenda to play out. You know, I mentioned the playbook of Pol Pot. I mentioned tens of millions of people butchered. I think it could get that bad. Again, the southern border's open. We're being invaded. The cultural Marxism is just, you know, on full stop. What do you make of it? How does this story end if we don't reverse this?
I mean, I agree with General Flynn here. It's us. It's us. There is no cavalry riding to the rescue here. So we're going to start having to come together and as citizens, seize control of our counties. And I don't mean that in a militant, violent way. But we need to dominate, like in the book, The Nation Will Follow, the seven centers of gravity, and dominate and ensure we have trustworthy counties, because that's the building block of America and our constitutional republic. We're going to have the states. Just minutes before you and I went on the air, Governor Youngkin, and I know not everybody's crazy about Governor Youngkin, I get it. But he's agreed, and it was made the suggestion to our state AG is Virginia joined together with other states, regardless and outside of federal direction, and work together to secure the borders. So we got to secure our border. And one of the questions I get asked also is, what do I do where I live? I'm a mega America First constitutionalist, but I live in blue territory. What do I do? And I say, everybody, you know, everybody's going to have to make a personal assessment on what's best. But I think if there is no compelling reason for you to stay in blue territory, I would say you need to move to red territory. And because right now we have the most incredible transformation of our country going on. People are fleeing the blue territories. And, you know, my hometown is Seattle. Now Seattle and Washington State, housing prices are collapsing. That's one thing they're always saying, oh, it's really not that bad. And housing prices are so high that it must not be that bad. Well, guess what? San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, the market's falling. It's collapsed. And everybody's freaking out. All the aging white liberals are freaking out over the loss of their equity. Well, too bad, guys. You created this. So, you know, I'd say, you know, we got to fight like hell, 24, secure our counties. It's really, at this point in time, it's about Maricopa, Fulton, and Philadelphia. Do our darndest to make sure America First and Donald J. Trump get back into office. And then we just absolutely unleash fury on the deep state and the swamp, and finish draining the swamp, secure our southern border. You know, there's legislation being proposed to declare the cartels a terrorist organization. That's an important legal step and distinction. I've given several briefs on this on different media. These fighting age Chinese males are now essentially acting as paramilitaries. That's an important legal term because I've had to run this do these things before. We need to call the Chinese who are operating and now directing the cartels to flood us with fentanyl, which is killing 70,000 Americans a year, more than we lost in 34 years of combat in Vietnam and the war on terror combined in 1 year, 70,000 dead. If that's not compelling, I frankly don't know what to say. We call these Chinese paramilitaries that are now making the fentanyl in final pill form in northern Mexico, call them paramilitaries, because once they're declared paramilitaries, they are lawful targets to engage on the battlefield. This is not no longer law enforcement action. They are killing Americans from across the southern border, and we're going to have to start dealing with them and whacking them. That's a technical term.
Well, that's just it, too. It's World War III, and like I said, it's a silent invasion. And add to the problem of fentanyl, they've got fentanyl now mixed with some narcotic, some sedative that kills people even if they get the Narcan. If they get the Narcan in time, typically these people can be saved. That's no longer the case if the fentanyl is laced with this sedative. And it's just an absolute horror show. Guys, as we wrap up here, I'll show John's site. You can support the author here, buy the book, use promo code SGT if you want to buy the book. Whistleblower Press presents The Nation Will Follow. The new book is coming out in the fall, The War Against the Deep State. This is the website. I will link it below. And as we say our goodbyes, John, I just want to say one last thing. I tend to agree that there is no one coming to save us. Stand up now, friends. God is with you. The enemy, like Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, in my view, they're all pedophiles. They have Satan on their side. That's who I think they worship. God is on our side. I think that's all you need to know at the end of the day, John. If we're going to leave our audience with hope, it's the fact that God is on our side. May God save the Republic. We could use a little bit of divine intervention, though. Let me say that as we say our goodbyes.
Amen. Well, we're getting it. I always say, do not fret. Fretting is a sin. Be positive. Be action-oriented. Don't get mad. Get involved and take out those lawfully at the local level that are facilitating this communist takeover. So yeah, thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. My Substack also, Colonel Rhett John, Colonel Rhett John at Substack. I have a lot of these. I'm putting multiple products out there today, most of them free, and so people can enjoy that. So thank you so much, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for coming on today, guys. Our guest has been retired Colonel John Mills. Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Always an honor. Looking forward to coming back.
All right, a real pleasure. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, a special thanks to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. And I'll remind you guys every single day for free, check us out for free at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all those CIA Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours, friends. Bye-bye.
Now think about this. All of the math. Math is God's language, and we are the music. Music is musical mathematics. And so God created all of this, including 741. He created Satan. Why? Why would God have done that? We're suffering as his children because he gave us one of the greatest blessings that possibly any great father or parent could administer: free will.